let's see, I moved to table.
No objection.
Is there any objection to table?
Yeah, I think if I would be disposed to vote in that on behalf of that if I had a commitment that they will contact the managers and at least undertake good faith efforts to get it announced in the interim.
Can we have Dan and Roger commit to talking and getting this thing moving as fast as possible?
Yeah, we'll get on it.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, without objection, then, we'll table these two items. Now we're to agenda item number 7, reporting back on the 3 board members elected for the FSRN negotiations.
Okay. At the last meeting, it was agreed that the ballots would be sent by postal mail to me at home by a week ago Friday. That didn't work very well. I only had my own ballot and one other by a week ago last Friday. As of today, I have 12. That is a quorum, so they could be counted. I would like to know the will of the board. Do we want to extend the balloting period, or I can count them tomorrow at the KPFA LSC Governance Committee in front of witnesses? So it's a question.
Madam Chair, this is Ray.
Yes, Ray.
I would suggest that since there's no emergency that we would postpone. I mean, for whatever, I personally have some major problem. I thank Carol for calling me and apologize for not being able to respond to that. But I think 12 is a rather small number. And if we could extend it by, I don't know, 5 days from today and give people a chance to vote and, you know, have a true representation.
You want to make that a motion?
Wait, yeah. Madam Chair, this is Mark. Discussion on that?
Yeah.
Well,
I would just like a point of information from Carol.
A point of information. Go ahead.
Carol, if you're not able to do it, when is your next meeting, you said?
Well, the agreement was that I would count the ballots in front of witnesses.
No, I understand.
And so tomorrow is a good day for me to do that.
Okay, now what about after tomorrow?
If it's not tomorrow, then I'll just go down to Berkeley and find some witnesses some other day next week or after the date that the board sets, because the KPFA LSB has committee meetings all the time, so it won't be hard for me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, I'd like to say something.
Hey, Wendy.
I appreciate that the board has extended the original date that we set forth, as you know, a lot of people missed it. I think that this, we need to get this straight so the people can start finding out what their duties are to look into the FSRN thing, and I just, you know, we could keep on extending it for a long time, and I don't think it's helping the foundation. So I would vote that we cut it off and have Carol count them tomorrow.
Do we have a motion on the table?
Not that I've heard.
No, Ray,
I have a motion.
Well, I would
know that Ray had one.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry, Ray.
Well, you can modify it if you want. The time for counting the ballots be extended 5 days from today, which would make it what?
Wednesday.
Point of information?
Yes.
Do you said counting the ballots or her receiving?
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's only gotten 12.
Receiving them.
For receiving them.
Yes, receiving them.
Wednesday the 21st, is that what you're saying?
Is that 5 working days or 5 days?
5 days from today.
Depends on how much you work.
Well, you know, weekends and that kind of thing.
We work on weekends.
So just take a day, the 21st, is that what you're saying?
5 days from today.
5 days. Okay.
I'm making it as Wednesday the 21st.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Now, how about one pro and one con?
Has it been seconded? If not, I'll second it.
Yeah, it's
seconded.
Okay.
Ask if there's any objections to it.
Are there any objections? Well, we've had one objection, so we...
Yes. I also, Alice, I object.
But why don't you speak against it then?
Well, just a simple thing. It was extended once already, and I don't see what the problem is. If, you know, things were set in, then it was announced that it was extended, and that was done. So, like Wendy, I suggest that we go right ahead and have Carol count them.
Can I speak, Marty?
Yes, Dave.
I'd like to speak in favor of the delay because I think this is the first time we're really going to have the board involved in something like this, and I think it's really crucial that we get everybody's sentiment. If there are anybody who, you know, didn't get to it or is going to, even if we only get one more vote, to me, having that much more additional support behind the people who are chosen to go do this is crucial, and I want to be sure that the team represents the interests of as many people on the board as possible, and it is not my impression that the negotiation is going to, the crucial negotiations are going to take place in the next 5 days. So I think we should do it with the proviso that, and my understanding from the agenda was, we would discuss the something about the roles and duties of that team now so that we have some sense of what those people are going to be doing.
All right. Let's vote on Ray's motion. Do you want to read it, Roger?
Motion by LaForest to extend ballot deadline to Wednesday, July 21st.
FSRN ballot.
FSRN, sure, why not?
Okay, let's have a roll call vote.
And, Mario, this is Mark. This is a vote to extend?
This is a vote to extend.
Okay, thank
you. By 5 days till, so that Carol must receive them by 5 days from now, which is Wednesday the 21st.
Thank you.
So it's not a postmark deadline.
It's the date that I get it in my hand in my mailbox, the 21st, this motion.
Dave?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Teresa, yes. Henry?
Yes.
Sonali?
Okay, sure, why not? Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Just for information purposes, she's usually much more decisive on the air.
Miguel?
Yes.
Manning, yes. Kalanji?
Yes.
Sarve?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie? Vicky?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
No.
Serena?
Yes.
Alice?
No.
Carol?
Yes.
William? Donna?
Yes.
Motion passes, only two opposed.
So we'll know who those people are shortly after Wednesday.
Kalanji, may I suggest something on this? And that's that those folks who have not, those folks whose ballots have not been received, be notified immediately so that they can make whatever arrangements to get their ballots in time.
Well, I sent out a notice this morning.
I'd appreciate that because I know, like I sent mine in late, I know.
Yeah.
You know, I missed the first deadline, and some other things may have happened to people that we just don't know of right now.
Yeah.
And I want to give them time, notification.
If I could just say something about that. I've sent three or four notices saying whose ballots I have and who I don't, and I sent another one this morning.
Okay.
if we need a telephone notice, I've done my best. I have called people that I could reach.
I understand.
And I'd like it to be on somebody else's dime, maybe this time. I'm.
Well, Carol, could we just send out a notice of this motion because it might not, you know, the minutes might be a little later and say we have agreed to extend it without mentioning who has or has not complied and just say there are five more days, or do you mind if I send that?
No, I don't mind at all. What I think doesn't work necessarily is email. I think what does work is telephone calls. Kalanji's telephone number reaches a fax machine when I dial it.
You got the wrong number there.
Right, so I've got the wrong number, and I've done a lot of phone calling to members and left them messages. And would those people in your station area call the people that haven't sent in their ballots?
Could we ask that each member of the coordinating committee call the station signal area reps?
Yeah, okay. Can we do that? And well, we can't agree to that because Ambrose is on the call and we don't have Ambrose's ballot either. Mark, could you take his job?
Carol, can I just say this is Zarina, and I'm sorry. I didn't get mine out to you, and you did call me, and I appreciate that, and I will be getting it out to you. Okay?
Actually, I think I got it today. Maybe I didn't.
Because I haven't sent it.
Okay. Let's not get bogged down on this.
Yeah, okay.
Have each person from the signal area take the lead and check your email and your phone messages. And if you haven't done it, send it in today or tomorrow, and it'll get there by Wednesday.
Madam Chair, my only question was for those of us who are not in attendance today, how will they be notified that they have an extension of 5 days and no more?
You're going to call them. What, we just want to
I'm going to wait there. Wait now. I didn't say that now. Come on, Carol.
We did that people in their station areas would contact us.
All right. So I'll take care of D.C., period.
Thanks.
All right.
Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is Teresa.
Yes, Teresa.
Carol, since I sent my ballot over a week ago, what happens if I send it again? Are you just going to take the one that with the first post date on it?
No, don't send it again, please.
Well, Teresa, if you mailed it once and I don't have it now, I think it would be wise to send it again. If I get two, I will take the first one.
Can we move the agenda somehow?
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Let's move on. Part of this agenda item was to talk about the involvement of these three representatives from the board in the FSRN negotiations. And maybe at this juncture, Dan, you could tell us when your next meeting is or the status of these negotiations and give us some idea of what's going on presently.
Yeah, I'd love to. One issue that I think we should be aware of, depending on how in-depth we want to get in on this conversation, which I think would be great, is to remember that this is a negotiation process and that there are very complex and sensitive issues at hand in this process, and that perhaps we may want to consider discussing this matter in executive session. That is not to say that the interests of the Pacifica Foundation are not the same as many of the great workers of Free Speech Radio News, but obviously there are internal issues that we would need to discuss that would quite properly be discussed in executive session in this type of context. So I would prefer to have a discussion on this maybe later on in the call on this point and on these issues in executive session. But I'd be happy to talk about more general issues, you know, openly. We've already talked about
enough. Generally, when your next meeting is, say, and this, more the logistics than the content here.
Yeah, well, we've tentatively scheduled the next meeting July 20th via telephone conference call.
So that's Tuesday.
Yes.
4 days. So much for my point about there being nothing imminent.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a tentative scheduled date, and, you know, nothing is written in stone, and we can change things around. And obviously, though, we obviously have a schedule dictated more by the budgeting process than anything that we'd like to, we need to be mindful of. And that's the main timetable constraint that we're dealing with, principally.
Madam Chair?
Just a moment, please.
Mark, when you get a chance.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Lost my train of thought. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. If I see it, I'll grab it. I just wanted to ask why we're on that subject, then, since we've already agreed to meet the fourth Monday.
Right.
Which would be the 26th of July. And the ballots are going to be received on the 21st. It seems like they could be counted, we could be notified by the 23rd, so that if you could delay that meeting to after the 26th, we would have a chance to report on the results on that fourth Monday in July, and the three representatives will be able to get up to snuff. And maybe if the meeting was moved to the 30th, would that be a problem, Dan? Then that would give us a chance to get up to par, those of us who are on the board.
I'm sure that folks will be flexible with issues. What is the outcome here that the board? I wasn't privy to the last discussion on the Free Speech Radio News question, but were there outcomes discussed around around national programming or around national news production that the board was interested in seeing realized in this process?
No, none of that was discussed, and I think the more of the issue is that the board feels that this is a merger issue. It's an issue of putting another 501c3 into Pacifica, and the board just wanted to be a part of the negotiations and to be part of whatever goes on. So no, nothing substantive has been spoken about at this point.
Marty, may I make a point, Dave?
Dave.
Yeah, Dan, the other issue was that I in the discussion it was clear that there are liable to be different points of view on the board, and that discussion needs to take, and that sort of creation of the board's consensus position needs to take place through a process, and the inclusion of these people voted on by STV in that process would be the vehicle by which that position that the board will eventually want to say, this is what we want to see in specific. That's how it will be constructed. I think that was the sentiment of the board. If
right.
I'm wrong, if anybody can correct me, I won't be shocked.
Right. So this is primarily a group that's going to be essentially liaising with the national office in developing an outcome on this question that would be in the best interest of the foundation moving forward next fiscal, et cetera, over a multi-year period, perhaps. But is that the intent, roughly, of the resolution?
Marty, may I interject here, Mark?
Go ahead, Mark.
I don't think that's it. I think what it's saying is that what we're doing as a board is saying that we want to be a party to the negotiations. We don't want to be informed after the fact or prior or during lunch.
Thank you, Mark.
We want to be a part of it, and therefore we are electing three individuals that we want to represent the board in conjunction with yourself and others from the national office throughout the negotiation process, not kind of on the side being informed, but actually involved in the negotiations, the structure of the contracts, such as they may be. And also then we are obligated as members of the board, as representatives of the board, to report back to the board within 2 days of any substantive or any meeting to say, okay, this is where we are, board.
I don't know what the fuck.
Marty, may I speak, Dave?
Wait, let me, and I think that's what it is. It's to be part of it, not, you know, sort of listening in.
So is the board seizing itself of this matter at this point?
Marty, may I speak?
I'm sorry. What was your question, Dan?
Is the board seizing itself of this matter? I'm just trying to clarify the intent of the resolution and how we're going to move forward. Is this something that the board is going to want to manage this process?
Marty, Dave?
Not manage.
As
Dave.
Yeah, as the maker of the motion, I agree with Mark up until that one last line, which is I had never envisioned that we would... I envisioned that whoever was on that team would be present in the negotiating room when it was going on. I did not envision that they would be actively speaking and saying, well, you know, can we get this or what about this? I recognize that in a negotiating context, there has to be a lead negotiator. But that the people who would be there would be involved in the team, as Mark said, reporting back to the board. But ultimately, since the board has to sign off on the contract, at some point we would clearly be having executive sessions to discuss the progress of the contract and the sense of the board. Is that consistent with what you understand, Mark? I mean,
yes and no. I mean, and I understand as the maker, but once again, once it's second, you know, we sort of all kind of own it. And what it says here, arranging for their involvement in ongoing negotiations, that's not to say that we... you know, jump over and you know, step over the line in terms of the negotiations that are ongoing. But my understanding is that what we would do is be active participants as opposed to passive. I guess that's the difference that we're talking about, and maybe that's just a matter of degree. But to me, if we're involved in ongoing negotiations, that means something more than getting coffee.
Right.
Thank you very much, Mark. I agree.
But there is no... outcome has been articulated by the board in this process, simply that the board is requesting participation at some level to be worked out, presumably, you know, logistically, et cetera, some level of direct participation in a process.
That is correct. There is no outcome.
That's right. That's my understanding, too.
And also, we... have never heard what you might desire as an outcome either, Dan, and I know this is not the place for that, but...
No, I, Yeah, no, I've articulated, I think, four key outcomes that I was interested in or that I had put out and articulated to the board back in early June in Houston that we were working towards, not just with Free Speech Radio News, but as a strategic direction of the foundation going forward in areas related, in all programming areas, which were, if you remember, one is that the program is fulfills the mission of the Pacifica Foundation. Two, that the program builds the public profile or enhances the public reputation, if you will, of the Pacifica Foundation and the Pacifica Radio Network. Three, that the program generate revenues and is as self-sustaining as possible. And four, within the context of news and public affairs programming, that a program spark regional, local, national, and international debate. So those were the four outcomes that I had laid out as something that we may, you know, look at when we're dealing with various programming issues, and those are the four outcomes that I'm looking for coming out of the FSRN negotiations, or indeed in any relationship that, you know, we have with programming, various kinds of programming. So, you know, I welcome the initiative. I think it's going to be great. I think we'll be able to work out the details, Mark and Dave, and figure out a way to make this thing happen.
Good. Thank you. I would like to then reserve the rest of this discussion to the meeting on July 26th.
Point of order, I don't think we can have a meeting on the 26th unless you call it as a special meeting, because we don't have 30 days advance notice, which is required for a regular meeting of the National Board. McCarroll or somebody else can chime in on that as well.
That's correct.
Okay. I call for a special meeting.
Yeah.
Second.
Okay.
Sorry, Marty.
Back to the special meeting.
Roger, Roger, Roger.
Hey, you know, I'm trying to...
He's right, and we should...
Sam, I'm speaking for Sam. He was so concerned about these things before, and, you know, so am I, actually. So.
Okay. Is there any objection to that from anyone? Good. Then we're going to move on to agenda item number 8, which is a report back from the chair on mediation options at WBAI. And I did send that out today to everybody. I have three primary recommendations that we explore, and then several other options. And I think we ought to... create some kind of request for proposal from all these people as soon as possible, and so we could get some idea of how much they would charge and what sort of thing they might have in mind. And I realize probably that most of you haven't had a chance to look at this very deeply, but there are some very good people, as one might expect, in New York and across the country who are trained and could deal with many of the issues, I think, that are unfolding at WBAI. For example, one of the people that I recommend, her background is in issues of diversity, discrimination, multi-party mediation and facilitation, employment and labor law and relations. She has a law degree from Columbia, and et cetera, pages of experience in all kinds of things that at least relate to the situation at WBAI. So I'm looking for a way to go forward on this. I left a message for Don Rojas, and I think that Don, somebody from the LSB or the LSB and WBAI should probably be involved in some way, and Dan, to look at these possibilities. And I'm glad to, I'm happy to help work on any kind of request for proposal from these people. But I think that it's never been done at WBAI as far as I know, and I think it is really worth trying. And if it's successful there, we might be able to do it in other places as needed. So,
it's Alice.
Yes, Alice.
In other places?
I guess I would point out, as our treasurer, Paul Surivel, our treasurer, meaning WBAI's treasurer, Paul Surivel has pointed out before, that mediation or conflict resolution at BAI is not at all just a matter of between management and the board, but multifaceted, between board and board member, between staff and staff, between staff and board, between management and particular board members. So it's quite complex, just so everyone keeps that in mind.
Thank you for that, and I had that in mind when I talked to these people.
Great.
And, you know, they're part of mediation, and that is called multi-party mediation and facilitation, and that is certainly what I believe is called for at WBAI.
This is Teresa.
Yes, Teresa.
And Mark.
I'd like to ask Dan, is Janet still on a monthly retainer?
Yeah, I wouldn't go into that kind of detail on this kind of call, Teresa, but yeah, we do have mediators and HR people that we work with around the system that are on, some are available, some are on retainer, et cetera, yeah.
Well, are they specifically for union issues, or are they for a variety of...
Variety of issues. Some are more specialized in trade union issues. Others might be specialized in, you know, different related. I don't think, yeah, so there's a variety of different folks that we can use from time to time.
This is Teresa. I'd like to say one other thing. When we were working on the code of conduct and we had an issue here in Houston, we hired a mediator. And if you're not careful and you leave it open-ended, it's like it can really, the cost can really balloon and never end. And we need to be really careful about that.
Okay.
This is Ray.
Yes.
Mark, I think
I'm... Mark and then Ray.
First is a point of information, then I'm going to propose a motion as per your... But the first thing, and I did just get it this afternoon, I'm trying to remember... From a low to a high, what was the per hour rate being charged by the top three people that you recommended? Do you recall?
I didn't have that.
Pardon?
I don't have that, it's not necessarily a per hour rate.
Oh, so it wasn't part of that?
I don't trust it all associated with it, because all I was able to do was sort of outline the situation generally from my point of view, and that is not really a request for a proposal. You know, it needs, I'd be glad to draft something, but they need something to respond to, you know. And
all right, well then, may
something.
Okay, well then, may I propose something to that effect of a RFP then?
Sure.
Okay, I propose that we authorize our chair to solicit requests for proposals from no less than three recognized mediators for a length of time not to exceed 12 hours in total, to include introductory, exploratory, and resolution segments with respect to this issues at WBAI.
Can you type that up and email it to the secretary, please?
Oh, please. Are you out of your mind?
No.
I can't even repeat it.
From my memory, huh?
So, folks, Mark, do you really think that 12 hours is,
I kind of picked up on what Alice said and from what I've read of it, and also some of the, I mean, there's some deep issues there. There are racial issues, there are religious issues, there are issues that go well beyond.
Political.
You know, I'm a little concerned that if it's open-ended, as Teresa says, that this become a very expensive venture, particularly since, as Dan said, we already have mediators on staff that we pay.
Well, let me ask
there
if
been
any
a second before we discuss, has there been a second?
Starb on the stack?
Has there been a second to the motion?
No.
No, we're still discussing it.
Starb
I second
the stack,
it, Ray.
Madam?
Okay, well, Ray, you're next on the stack, and then Starb.
Yes. And Alice.
And Dave.
Okay. Ray.
I like to amend this motion in two ways. First, to remove the limit on time. Also, to recommend that people from New York City be given priority.
In terms of what, Ray?
In terms of choosing. For example, I saw the list we had people in Houston and Boulder and I think and KPFA. And
oh,
I think there's a practicality, really.
Who are in New York should be given priority.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. About that. Sarv?
Madam Chair,
yes.
I think that some of us who are a little bit distance from WBI. We hear second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand information, and we see some of it on the Internet and flying by, and we do not have full appreciation of the problems. And I think before we set out to send proposals and solicit RFPs, request for proposals, that perhaps in a closed session that we get the directors from that area, from WBI, and they can inform to the extent of the problems and give us some educational tour of that station and the problems as they see it, so that we'll be better informed who are not close to WBI at this time. Thank you.
Madam Chair, am I on the stack?
Alice, you're next.
Okay. I think, you know, that may be a point source, but I think you could get that easily by calling any one of us who are from BAI. I think, thinking of Mark's, you know, motion, I think it does make a good point. These things should not be open-ended, and I wonder if we could amend perhaps Mark's proposal to be that after the end of 12 hours, the mediator or whoever it is come back to the board or BAI's, perhaps people from BAI could come back to the board and say what was accomplished, what wasn't, if there's any more requests for perhaps mediation.
Okay. Dave?
My issue is that until a person who is versed in doing this goes through and does a certain amount of preliminary work, they can't give us a reasonable, I don't think, they can give us a reasonable proposal saying what they think they can accomplish. You need to do a certain amount of work. So I wouldn't mind authorizing up to X amount of work, but in order to make such a determination and have them come back to us and then get an authorization. But I wouldn't like to sort of say arbitrarily, well, 12 hours ought to be enough for you. As people have said, we don't know what the situation is. So I would like to have a substitute motion that requests that we authorize up to the payment of, 6 hours in order to have the person come to us with a formal proposal about what further will be necessary. So that basically, to use Mark's language, that you will solicit not less than 3 proposals. Well, actually, you know what? No, I'm going to change that. I think you should solicit the proposals, we should see the proposals, and then we should make a decision about authorization. You should communicate to them that you're concerned about overall cost and open-endedness, so please address it in the proposal. So I guess I'm just going to speak against the motion and speak in favor of authorizing you to do a request for proposals.
Okay, let me put in something here. I really would feel I would have to talk. I would need, before I could even do a proposal, I would want to talk to Don Rojas and to several and to some people on the LSB and to Dan about what they feel needs to be done. And if I'm glad to do that. I would find that necessary before I could even begin to put anything together.
Well, Madam Chair, this is Mark.
Get on the stack.
Yeah.
Carol,
next minute, Mark.
Okay.
Spoken. Who wanted
Carol?
To talk? Carol,
Vicky.
Go ahead.
Did you say Carol?
Yeah.
Okay. If we're there are two questions I have, whether this will be paid for by WBAI's budget or the national budget. Don Rojas asked the board for assistance in finding a mediator, but we haven't decided who would pay for it. That's one question. The other issue that I have is that if you're going to have a mediator or a conflict resolution person work with a very complex situation, there needs to be some buy-in from those who will be participating. And so when you say you want to talk to some people on the LSD, it seems to me you would need to talk to the 4 LSB officers minimally and the 4 BAI directors minimally, as well as Don and Dan. So those are just two things that are on my mind.
Okay. Does anybody else want to say anything?
Yeah, I had something, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
I know I did before, but I think it's pertinent. One thing I think the resolution here would be twofold. One would be for you to go back to the individuals that you have identified, and I appreciate the diligence that you showed in going across the nation, et cetera, and get some kind of baseline estimate from them of what they think it would take to do a reasonable job here. I don't like open-ended, particularly if you say, well, you know, we don't know what you're going to find, so go in there, come back out, and tell me, because that's very tempting to a consultant who makes their living by staying in the woods, and sometimes as long as they can. So we have to be careful there. I do agree with what Carol said about trying to ascertain, first of all, the nature of the problem, and second of all, who's going to pay for it. And in that respect, I would lean on my brothers and sisters from WBAI, the PMB, that perhaps at the next meeting when you come back to us with a better sense of the cost here, they could come back to us with a better sense of what they think it would take to solve the problem, because we're not there and they are. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Madam Chair, Vicki would like to speak.
Hey, Vicki.
There are really two questions here that we kind of merged into a single resolution that keeps getting amended and substituted. One is the cost of this, and that's actually two layers there. How much is it going to cost and who's going to pay for it? And the other is what's going to be done as part of that? And those are two really separate questions, and I think the last thing that I heard Mark say is that we really need to ascertain what the work is we're asking these consultants to do. They can give us a price for 12 hours and we can compare prices, but that really doesn't tell us anything other than which one is the least expensive, which may or may not be the most appropriate person or persons to conduct the work. And I think the assessment of what the work is kind of has to precede the assessment of the cost. We have to give them some kind of idea of what the work is, and then they can give us a ballpark number. We can say it by 12 hours or 2 days or whatever we
Marty,
decide is appropriate, and then compare it.
Teresa,
okay, Teresa, go ahead.
And then this is Ray after.
Okay.
Chair, I call the orders of the day. We should either wrap this up or vote to extend.
Yeah, well, I'm going to let Teresa and Ray talk, and then we'll take up.
Marty, I'd love to get on the stack, too.
Ray and Dan. All right, Teresa, Ray, and Dan, and then we'll stop here.
I move that we take this to executive session.
All right, that's no second. Ray?
I understand Carol's intention in addressing this issue back to a structure. However, we could find ourselves in a situation where you have people on the officers might be on the same side of the issue. So if you choose to go that way, I would warn you to actually also look at the different parties to the issues and make sure that they're all included so you can get a better understanding. I think one of the ways might just be to have a preliminary discussion with those folks, and that Marty could do that, and they would give us an idea of how much it would take. I think maybe David has suggested that. And then once we have an initial thing, maybe we should revisit it. We have an initial decision from the board based on the opinion of those that professional. Then we could revisit the issue based on the recommendation they give us. Because when we're having that discussion with each other the last time we met with an advisor, with a mediator, we were starting from scratch also. We had no idea exactly how long it would take. We just saw some. I would dare say though that the problem at WBAI are more difficult, but we have to start somewhere. So my suggestion is that that the chair would approach the individuals that we select and give them an idea of what's going on. And I'm assuming before you do that, you would have to speak to some of the players at WBAI, and that we would listen to that individual's recommendation as to how much time is needed.
Okay. Thanks, Ray. Dan.
Yeah, I think there is a question here about the nature of the problem and how we look at the problem, how we address it. One way of looking at the problem, as I think somebody mentioned, was to look at it as an issue that needs to be resolved on the governance side of the foundation and perhaps issues that need to be resolved on the operations side of the foundation and how the operational side of the foundation relates to the governance side. So there's perhaps three different areas. I know specifically that apparently that there are some serious issues, not just at BAI, but around the country on governance and LSB-related internal issues that need to be looked at or perhaps need to be mediated. That is certainly one area, and that area can be quite properly the providence of the board, bringing on a mediator, looking at the situations, trying to resolve those problems, because those are committees, delegates of the board. In terms of the internal issues around operational issues, if there's some internal issues around operational issues, I think those should quite properly be identified and then referred to the executive director and the staff for resolution or investigation or mediation. There's also a third area, one that I think the board has been advised quite, I think, regularly over the last two or three months in terms of staff, from the senior staff, outlining a number of serious concerns over the course of the several months around director and delegate conduct, around not just racial issues, though that is a very important component, but also trade union issues, work conditions, et cetera, that you all, I think, are familiar with, and there's been a lot of memos on the subject over the last several months. Those have to be looked at as well. I think the way that one way that we might be able to go and perhaps try to do this as quickly as possible, because some of these issues are sitting out there festering, is to bring in that board staff committee, try to get that functioning as a body, to begin to tackle systematically the issues that are before us. And that's something I think maybe that we ought to look at more the global picture rather than a specific issue, and then look at a division of labor about how we might be able to tackle each of those problems in a systematic way.
Dan, let me ask if you have taken any initiatives at WBAI, because we are getting, I believe I can speak for the board that we're getting pleas from that station, from many different parts of that station, saying, please won't somebody do something, come in and help us, please, something, do something. And I'm wondering if you, you know, what your plans are there and what you've done.
Well, could you be a little more specific? I mean,
before we go there, I'd like a point of order.
Yes.
Roger called the orders of the day, and he's correct. We need to either vote to extend this discussion or to move on with the agenda.
That's if we extend the discussion. This is Wendy.
I second it.
All right.
You should be
specific. Would you say about how much time?
Thank you.
5 minutes.
How much time, Wendy?
5 minutes. For this particular item or for the whole session?
For this particular item.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Thank you.
Is there objection? Okay. Dan, I just want to know if I know that you have been there. I know that before you left on vacation, and I know that is Don back? Is he there? Or
next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
I don't want to be more specific at this point.
Right.
I guess
I'm
just saying I believe that there's a need to do something and to intervene in some way, and that the board is responding to a direct plea from the station manager. So I'm just looking for a way to move forward to try to tackle some of these problems. And I do believe that as has been stated, and as you just stated, that there are problems within the LSB itself, problems within the operating part of the station, and then problems between governance and operating.
Right. I think, you know, the station manager and entirely the senior management of the network has, you know, repeatedly raised a lot of issues that we got to deal with. I mean, not just certain, you know, the specific issue related perhaps to a specific incident that may or may not require mediation as a way to resolve. I mean, obviously the situation at BAI, you know, we are, obviously we work on diligently in all of its facets on the operational side as much as possible to ensure that the station continues to move forward. And that is a very difficult question, as I think, you know, we all know, the Finance Committee certainly. And that's been a priority for the entire foundation for the last 9 months or so. But, you know, it's not an easy, there's not an easy answer. As Mark was saying, some of these issues are institutional grievances, not just, you know, that go back years and years and years. But, again, I don't want to get too much into it, but I do think that one way of tackling this problem is to get that board staff committee together, sit down, look at the issues, see what kind of initiatives that we can take, both around, you know, and maybe divvy it up on the board side or the governance side or the policy side and on the operation side, and come up with a systematic plan or at least a systematic initiative that begin to really tackle, try to tackle some of the questions.
Madam Chair, may I speak, Alice?
Okay, Alice, and then there is a motion on the floor.
Okay, I just want to voice the opinion of a good number of us, I think, on the LSB, that this is, at the moment, this is an escalating situation that has moved into physical contact, that degree of violence, and it is escalating. So I'm putting out a call for whatever management can help. I think it's important because one possibility is that if someone really does get more visibly hurt, that they sue the foundation.
So what
point of information?
I think I was in line, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
I know you want to call, and I'm sure we want to move on, but we all know this is, like, you know, critical, and as I said, we've probably all read the emails about this, and I understand the concerns of everyone. And also the questions of physical altercations as well as verbal that have impeded the LSB's ability to move forward. My concern here is that we don't sort of wade into waters that we don't understand their depth, because you know how the waters can be. And what I would think that we should do here is, what I think you should do is talk to the PMB and to the LSB officers, not just the chair, because I think that officers will help us a little bit get all the sides and kind of figure out what the situation is so that we have a better understanding when we go to a mediator and say, this is what we perceive the situation to be. Dan, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm concerned because these things have gone on and I have not heard from the general manager, I haven't heard from management, I haven't heard from you guys about what to do here. And if we just sit back on the PMB and let it run its course, I'm concerned that we'll be hurting ourselves.
Right.
Point of information?
Dave.
I didn't understand, Dan, your answer to Marty's question. She asked what has been being done. Could you clarify that?
Yeah, I didn't really want to get into detail.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then that's fine, and there was a reason I didn't understand.
This is Roger. Can I?
I want to respond to Alice real quick.
Sorry.
I think if what Alice, what Alice is saying is something that we gotta move on right away. You know, you can't if what is what you know she's reporting to us is correct, then we have a situation that can't wait.
I assume you've heard this, Dan.
Well, I've been away.
Well,
just getting back and getting caught up with, you know, 1,286 emails.
Can Roger be recognized?
Let's go to the videotape.
Hey, Roger.
I will say that the local station, the WBAI local station board, is systematically and deliberately being blocked from carrying out its duties.
Yes.
By individuals in our WBAI family.
Yes.
There.
Upon information.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Before we proceed, I just want to know, are we continuing this? I thought we were closing the discussion.
We had a 10-minute deadline, and we need to move on the motion. So there is a motion on the table, and Roger, maybe you can...
Actually, there is a motion to amend by Shields that precedes the main motion. I'll give you the main motion by Mark Roberts, that the PMB authorized the chair to get estimates from not less than 3 potential mediators for up to 12 hours of work at WBAI. And then the motion to amend by Alice Shields that at the end of the 12 hours there is an assessment of the situation. And I guess I'm sorry, Alice. That's all I got. I guess you're saying and then a decision is how to proceed, essentially.
Yeah, that parties come back to the board and ask how, and make proposals or summaries or whatever. I'm not sure how to say that.
All right. So that I bring the information from the parties back to the board. Is that what you're saying?
Sounds fine to me.
And report back to and report.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to repeat.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
To which board? The PNB?
Yeah.
Motion to amend by Shields that at the end of the 12 hours, there is an assessment of the situation and report back to the PNB.
By Marty?
Oh, by the parties.
By the parties. Okay.
By Marty.
By your mediator, right?
The mediator.
By the mediator. Right. Okay.
All right, so that's the amendment.
Which mediator?
Whatever mediator. That's a good point.
Whoever we hire. Yeah, but the first motion was to hire the mediator. So who are we hiring? We don't know yet.
The point is,
people, Mark.
The point is that Mark is saying that we're getting an estimate for up to 12 hours of work. We're limiting it to 12 hours of work initially, or at least.
That's Analysis it. Amending it to say that not to shut the door necessarily on...
But after 12 hours, there would be a report back when we can make a new decision or not.
Yeah.
So the net effect would be at our next meeting on the 26th, we would receive the recommendations and the initial estimates of cost from the three individuals, or we would receive a report from Marty. I'm not sure what we would get on the 26th. Could someone help me on that?
Actually, Alice, your amendment doesn't quite make sense with Mark.
Well, I suppose my amendment really assumes that we've gone forward with some mediator and that after 12 hours of work, they report back.
That's not what Mark's
motion is. I'd like
to
suggest, Alice, that you withdraw your amendment.
Okay, I'll withdraw it.
And that we try to get something
passed
here.
I withdraw it.
Actually, you know something, it wasn't
seconded. What's the original motion then?
The original motion by Mark Roberts that the PNB authorize the chair to get estimates from not less than three potential mediators for up to 12 hours work at WBAI.
All right.
Is that all right, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any objection to that?
Oh, and report back by the 26th.
Report back
I object because I don't feel that 12 hours is necessarily meaningful in any way.
I second that motion right there.
Yeah.
So we have to vote on it because we're out of time. So
okay.
If we authorize 12 hours, we could authorize more at the end of 12
That's
hours.
That's true. Yeah.
All right, let's vote because we are out of time. So let's go forward here.
Give me 2 seconds to catch up with you first.
Okay, we have to vote. Let's do the roll call.
Can we read the motion?
We just did.
Hold on. I'll be with you in a second here until I got to type a few things so I don't lose it all.
This is Teresa. My question is, does it say 12 hours maximum? In other words, if they could do the work in less than 12, are
up to 12.
I assure you they cannot.
Well, I don't want to.
We're getting an estimate for up to 12 hours work.
Okay. Up to 12.
And I'm almost ready for your vote. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, sorry. Dave?
No.
Teresa?
I'd like to wait.
Henry?
Yes.
Sam? Sonali?
Yes.
Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Ambrose.
Hi.
Hi, Ambrose.
Miguel? Miguel?
He left.
Manning, yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie? Vicky?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William? Donna?
Yes.
The motion passes.
And Teresa, yes.
And I'm sorry, I always forget to come back.
That's okay.
Teresa is yes. Motion passes. Only two opposed. Three opposed.
Thank you, and I will report back to you on Monday the 26th. And now we come to a portion of our meeting, an executive session. So we're going to go into executive session.
Marty, can I say something before we do that?
Yes, go ahead, Wendy.
This is Wendy. On the resolution that we passed about the FSRN negotiation team postponing the ballot counting, I'm wondering, since we seem to have gotten new information after that happened from Dan, that there is another negotiation session happening, I think he said, within 4 days, I'm wondering if somebody who voted yes on postponing that ballot counting would like to put forth a motion to reconsider. Since we're still in that same meeting, they can reconsider that motion. Somebody who voted yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I believe Dan said that there would be flexibility and it need not move forward. So if Dan would assure us that it wouldn't take place within that time frame, I would say we shouldn't enter such a motion. If we can't get that assurance, then I'll make such a motion.
Dan?
Yes, I should be able to. I don't want to give you 100% positive, but I don't know the details of the meeting, but I will endeavor to move that time.
Dan, aren't you the boss?
I'm kind of curious on that one myself. I mean, can't you just tell them that we have to postpone?
Yes, I will do that.
Okay, thank you.
I will do that.
How long are you going to postpone it for then?
Until you all are ready to take part.
Well, we said the 30th. Is that possible?
I think we're clear. Can we move the agenda?
Yes.
All right.
And we'll deal with this over email.
Madam Chair, one point of information.
Yes,
for the executive session, does somebody have the telephone numbers?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Okay. What we'd like to do is to recess briefly and go back onto some different numbers and go into executive session. We'd like to excuse Dan from this part of the meeting, and I will report back to you, Dan, by Monday about our discussion. So, and if Sarf does not have the numbers, somebody needs...
I will call Sarf.
Okay, so this meeting is recessed for, say, 5 minutes, and when we'll call back.
Sarf, are you at your home number?
I second that.
All right. Is it okay with everybody?
Yes.
Sarf, are you at home?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much,
and
we'll start.
All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair.